Service continues on page 355 in the Red Book of Common Prayer, page 355. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we say together on 356, glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, and the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Let your continual mercy, O Lord, cleanse and defend your church. And because it cannot continue in safety without your help, protect and govern it always by your goodness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Samuel. When the wife of Uriah heard that her husband was dead, she made lamentation for him. When the mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his house, and she became his wife and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord, and the Lord sent Nathan to David. He came to him and said to him, there were two men in a certain city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had very many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing but one little ewe lamb, which he had bought. He brought it up, and it grew up with him and with his children. It used to eat of his meager fare and drank from his cup and lie in the bosom, and it was like a daughter to him. Now there came a traveler to the rich man, and he was loath to take one of his own flock or herd to prepare for the wayfarer who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared that for the guest who had come to him. Then David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. He said to Nathan, as the Lord lives, the man who has done this deserves to die. He shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity. Nathan said to David, you are the man, thus says the Lord and God of Israel. I anointed you king over Israel, and I rescued you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your bosom, and gave you the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would have added as much more. Why have you despised the word of the Lord to do what is evil in his sight? You have struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and have taken his wife to be your wife, and have killed him with the sword of Ammonites. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from your house, for you have despised me, and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, I will raise up trouble against you from within your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wives in the sight of this very son. For you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. The word of the Lord.
We will say responsively Psalm 51, found in your handout. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash me through and through from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. And so you are justified when you speak and upright in your judgment. Indeed, I have been wicked from my birth, a sinner from my mother's womb. For behold, you look for truth deep within me and will make me understand wisdom secretly. Purge me from my sin and I shall be pure. Wash me, and I shall be clean indeed. Make me hear of joy and gladness, that the body you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your saving help again, and sustain me with your bountiful spirit.
Our second reading is from Ephesians. I, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, in all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it is said, when he ascended on high, he made captivity itself a captive. He gave gifts to his people. When it says he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same one who ascended far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming, by speaking the truth in love. We must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, it promotes the body's growth and building itself up in love. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. On the next day, when the people who remained after the feeding of the 5,000 saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, for it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The Gospel of the Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So I love popcorn, and yes, with more butter and salt than it should ever have. But I found over the years that I cannot eat one piece at a time. You know, you have to have at least three or four to make a mouthful. And what I've also found over time is that I can eat a whole lot of popcorn. I don't know what it is that, you know, like it lights up my brain and it's like, oh, this is the, and I can eat it. And especially if I'm in a movie or watching TV over the last year and a half, I can eat a whole bowl and not even know that it hit my mouth. Not good. But there's something about it that's comforting and yummy and filling, and we do that, right? I think of the potluck picnic I had at my house last week. Thank you to everyone who participated and who came. As we all know, there was a whole lot of food left over. Everybody ate their fill, and I thought, what an appropriate event for the story of loaves and fishes that we heard last week, that everybody ate their fill and there was plenty left over. But I also heard people saying, gosh, we need to do this again. And that's what reminds me of this reading this morning. The people are like, when are we going to do that again? Come on, Jesus, when are we going to? So they ate their fill of the loaves and fishes. And it says at the end of that story that Jesus and the disciples then got in the boat and went to the other side. But the people didn't know that. And so the next morning, they're looking for Jesus. And they get in the boats. They're like, they went to Capernaum. They went looking. And when they find him, they're like, where did you go? And Jesus said to them, "You didn't come for me. You came for the food I gave you." Now, when we think of people who are day laborers or subsistence farmers, and when we say, "Give us this day our daily bread," for them it really was daily bread. You made just enough to hopefully get grain for the family to eat, bread for a day. And so to have their fill of bread and fish, well, of course they're going to follow this guy. But he's saying, you're missing the point. That's not why I came. And he says, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but the food that endures for eternal life." Now, think about it. We live in an age where we have cans of food, we have a freezer, we have a refrigerator, and still the food goes bad, right? But for them, food that lasts for eternal life, what must that seem like to them? Like an impossible banquet. And they're saying, well, what must we do to perform the works of God? If you're telling us we can do it, like, what, you know, give me the magic words so that I can do the works of God, so that I can have this food that doesn't perish for eternal life. And of course, they're missing the point, but of course, we miss the point too. And so Jesus says, believe in the one whom God has sent. Believe in me. That's all you need to do to have food that endures for life. Believe in me. And of course, they said, well, show us a sign. Because Moses showed them a sign. He gave the Israelites food in the desert. And Jesus, it reminded me of VBS, where, if you remember, I talked about the wilderness whiner. Moses led them through the Red Sea, but he kept telling them it is God who parted the Red Sea. And the wilderness whiner says, well, you parted the sea for us. And Moses said, no, I did not. God did. And then the next day, Moses is talking about God is going to give us the manna, the food, every day. And the wilderness whiner says, food? Food? Where's the food? And then the following day, he says, remember the food you gave us yesterday? And Moses said, it was not me. It was God that gave the food. I'm not sure that we actually get that. When we go grocery shopping, yes, we work hard. Yes, we get a paycheck. Yes, we buy the groceries. But it is God who provides. And so they're saying, give us a sign. Show us the trick. Come on. Moses gave them a sign. And Jesus is saying, you're still missing the point. You're still missing the point. Believe in me. And they're like, yeah, but we want the bread. And Jesus finally breaks it down. I am the bread of life. He who believes in me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. And I would guess that most of you, like myself, have trouble fully conceiving of what that means. That if we have Jesus, if we believe in Jesus, we will have everything we need. But just so we can do that, the next 4 weeks, for 6 weeks in a row, we have the Jesus stories out of John, the I am stories. And Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He also will say, I am the light of the world. And then he says, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. In other words, I am everything. For you, I will provide everything. If you believe in me, turn to me. Now, I've heard it said that if we hunger for Jesus the way we hunger for all the other stuff in this world, stability, security, wealth, prosperity, if we hunger for Jesus in the same way we hunger for those things, we will be his disciples. We will believe in him. We will have eternal life. And then we will start to hunger for justice. We will start to hunger for the kingdom of God. We will start to hunger for redemption. We will start to hunger for everything that Jesus represents. And how do we do that? We believe in Jesus. So, as you know, my time here at St. James is drawing short. And I have heard, as you can imagine, from many of you, what are we going to do? What's it going to look like? How long is it going to take? And all the other questions that are in your hearts and in your minds. And what I'm going to say to you is, believe in Jesus. When we believe in Jesus, he provides. He said it and he meant it. And it is true. We're saying, give us a sign. Tell us what the diocese is saying, or give us a sign. Who do you think it's going to be? Is it going to be a man or a woman or young or old or a family? This is what we need. Jesus doesn't give us signs like that. Jesus gives us life. Jesus gives us light. Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus is the bread that feeds every hunger we have. And so for the last couple of weeks, you've heard trust in God, trust in the Lord. And so I'm inviting you to find the ways that you do that through prayer and meditation, through reading of Scripture, trusting rather than becoming fearful and fretful. We're really good at being fearful and fretful. We're really good at eating gobs of popcorn rather than letting that emptiness just be. Not so fearful of scarcity, but assured of the abundance that God has for us. We will never hunger. We will never thirst. We will never be in need. We will never want if we trust in the Lord. Amen. I invite you to stand as you are able and join me in saying the Nicene Creed found on page 358 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 358. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are found on page 387. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
Every one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you, that your name may be glorified by all people. We pray for all bishops, priests and deacons, especially Reverend Lynn, that they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments. We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world, that there may be justice and peace on the earth. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake, that our works may find favor in your sight. Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble. We especially pray for Jeff and Eliza, Danette, Seth, Bradley, Chris, Gail, Kimberly J., Don M., Jim L., Ray, Amanda and Billy, Bonnie, Carson, Ann, Laura, Ashlyn, Betty, Jerry, Cheryl, Jean, Brian, Cheryl, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, Muriel, Heather, Andy, Jim and Marietta, Colleen, Steve, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn. Give to the departed eternal rest, light perpetual shine upon them. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy. May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom. Let us pray for our own needs and those of others.
O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to turn to page 360 for the confession of sin. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please be seated for the announcements. Donella, you had, Nancy, you had, sorry, one of you has an
The wardens are pleased to let you know the results of the vote of our search committee. Ellie Boutwell, Nick Ferenz, Luann Grolick, Greg Learned, and Mary White. Thank you to all who showed an interest to serve. The vestry will do our best to keep the congregation updated on the process, but the search committee has to maintain strict confidentiality. There is a calendar in the undercroft showing dates of supply scheduled as to date. Reverend Lynn's farewell party will be on August 8th from 1 to 3 in the undercroft. It will be an open house and open to the public. Thank you for Joni for putting it in the shopper.
And one of you will figure out how to turn off the microphone. It's on the bottom. And when the red light goes out, you're good. All right. So in case your calendar in your head is like my calendar in my head, August 8th is next week. So the farewell will be next week, next Sunday from 1 to 3 here. I think that's all the announcements I have. Forgive me, I have like 4,000 things running in my head. If you need odds and ends, come to my yard sale next Saturday. Yes, Donella. So the railings and doors were painted, and they look amazing. So take a moment to notice that they actually look red rather than kind of a pink color. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God. Service continues with Eucharistic prayer B on page 367 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 367. The Lord be with you.
Also
lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on the first day of the week overcame death in the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son and his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection unto your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where, with all your saints, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, In the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we now say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. I invite you to come forward, to purell your hands as you come forward, and you can consume the host as you return to your seat. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. 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 Share your weight to the lap. Communion prayer can be found on page 365 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. To love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.